And then again, from Zakir Hussain, Bela Fleck, and Edgar Meyer. Now, this trio of banjo, tabla, and upright bass came to Ithaca not too long ago, and virtually everyone I know went to it, and I had another gig, which I'm grateful for, but I missed it. And ever since then, I've been listening to this wonderful record and a bunch of Zakir Hussain's records, but this one in particular is called The Melody of Rhythm, which is a great title, and it gives you an insight to, you know, the way that I guess Indian musicians might think the rhythm comes first, you know, and Westerners are, our whole perspective in general, again, I'm very much broad stroking here, but that's okay. Our, you know, Western classical music, the focus is primarily first on harmony and melody and not so much on the rhythmic aspect. And, you know, slowly those two things have been merging. And then to have this album called The Melody of Rhythm, it's just awesome. It actually puts rhythm first, in just in the title. But anyway, lest I digress, this is an amazing album, and it has a symphony orchestra playing wonderful arrangements to most of the tracks. I just happened to choose, I like to hear the trio play by themselves. I think the orchestration is wonderful, and I love the movements. There's a three-part movement in the actual album called The Melody of Rhythm, you know, and but the last track, Then Again, it's called Then Again, is just a trio, and it's just wonderful, their interplay. And at the end, you can hear a little bit of polyrhythmic passages that are very sort of typical to Indian playing. Here we go. Let me just play the last bit, which comes at a perfect time after you've built up all the tension from Bela's solo. That's just a masterful way to climax his song, you know? And I don't know. I could go on and on about this example, but it's a wonderful example of three master musicians who even potentially have different sort of backgrounds, and they're able to come together and make each other sound great and make the overall thing sound, you know, like nothing the rest of the world has ever heard before. So enjoy.